And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of June, 2014. It's the summer solstice, first day of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, longest day of the year, the shortest night, the day when the Northern Hemisphere is tilted toward the sun, getting more direct radiation for longer periods of time. It's a slight tilt, only 23.5 degrees, but that makes the difference between winter and summer. And the temperature rises, and that allows plants to germinate. Corn needs an average temperature of 50 degrees to grow. Rice needs 68 degrees. It's the birthday of a well-known prankster in his youth who liked to drop water balloons from the roof onto people in the street and who sometimes showed up naked at official functions, but who went on to win the Nobel Prize in Literature, though he did turn it down. Jean-Paul Sartre, the philosopher, born in Paris, 1905. It's the birthday of the writer whose stories were so dark and twisted that he was nicknamed Ian Macabre. Ian McEwan, born in Aldershot, England, 1948, traveled all over the world as a kid. His dad was in the army, went into a fiction program at the University of East Anglia, directed by Malcolm Bradbury, where he wrote most of the stories that became his first book, First Love, Last Rites. His novels include Amsterdam, Atonement, and Sweet Tooth. And a new novel comes out in September, The Children Act. It's the birthday of Mary McCarthy, born in Seattle, 1912, author of novels including The Group, also her Memories of a Catholic Girlhood. And remembered for her literary criticism, Gore Vidal said of Mary McCarthy, "She was our most brilliant literary critic because she was uncorrupted by compassion." And it's the birthday of Donald Peaty, born in Chicago, 1898. He majored in botany at Harvard, but he wanted to write novels. He went off with his family to the south of France in the late 20s, wrote a couple of novels, which did not do well. Came back to the U.S. in 1933, family of five, very poor. He was unemployed. It was the Depression, 1933. Settled on a farm in Illinois, where he wrote about the natural world, the woods, the wetlands, the prairie, in his book An Almanac for Moderns, came out in 1935 and launched his career. Went on to write two great books about trees. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled Fishing Below the Dam. On summer evenings, the working men gather to fish in the swift water below the dam. They sit on the rocks and are silent for the most part, looking into the water and casting again and again. Lines tangle, tackle is lost, and a fisherman curses to himself. No one notices. It is simply a part of the routine, like the backs of their wives in bed at night or short words to the children in the morning. Only the water holds their attention, crashing through the spillway with enough force behind it to break a man's back. And the undertow could take you as easily as a bit of fish line and toss you ashore miles downstream. The men shout to be heard above the roar of the water. Any luck? No, I just got here. A poem by Lewis Jenkins, Fishing Below the Dam, from Before You Know It, published by Will-o'-the-Wisp Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.